A cold look descended on his features as pain glowed in those golden depths.
Immortals can and do die. Some of us, more than once.
There was something there, something she needed to know the answer to.
And have you ever taken the life of an innocent to live another day?
His eyes were harsh and cold.
I've done many things in my life that I didn't want to. I'm not proud of them, but I'm still here, and I intend to be here for a long time to come, so don't you dare sit in judgment of people when you haven't been in their shoes.
Kat reached out to touch him, even though she knew she shouldn't. The instant she did, she felt the rawness of his grief. But more than that, she saw him with his daughter, screaming out her name as she was killed by demons. His black hair was plastered by sweat against his dark skin. Blood ran down his rage-contorted face and body in thick, crimson rivulets. She could see him cradling Ishtar against him and feel the searing ache that made her gasp. Then Kat felt the sharp, crisp pain of something piercing her own heart. She looked down, choking on what seemed to be her own blood, expecting to see a wound. But it wasn't her body she saw. It was Sin's.
There was a sword stuck through him, and it burned like the very fires of hell. Every beat of her heart sent more agony pounding through her until she wanted to scream from it. And it wasn't the only painful memory he kept buried.
She was in a long, open hallway that was light and airy, with thin white curtains billowing in the breeze. Sunshine poured through it as Sin walked toward the back of his temple in Ur. There was a feeling of happiness in his heart until the sounds of grinding sex intruded on it. The joy turned to vengeful rage as he entered his bedroom. He approached the bed in the corner and parted the heavy red curtains. What she saw there jolted her into releasing Sin's arm. Kat gasped as she stepped back in shock. She couldn't breathe, couldn't see or hear anything other than the unbelievable agony inside her. It hurt. It hurt. Over and over, images continued to flash in her mind, Sin's memories. She saw his wife in the arms of another man, saw his son Utu and his daughter Ishtar as they died fighting the demons Sin's own father had created. The agony was unbearable. How could Sin stand all that had happened to him? How? They had laughed at him, and they had shamed him. Then they had died and left him completely alone. Kat wanted peace, but there was no comfort to be found. All she could see was bitter images that ate at her, bitter images of guilt and betrayal.
"Help me," she whispered, her heart breaking.
Sin stood beside Kat, watching her shake.
The sadistic part of himself enjoyed the sight of her there like that. It was what she deserved for intruding on his emotions and memories. But he wasn't the bastard he wanted to be, and the joy only lasted a millisecond of a heartbeat before he was gathering her into his arms. She was sobbing against him.
"Shh," he whispered as he rocked her. "Let it go. It's not yours to feel."
Closing his eyes, he cradled her against his chest and reached out with his powers to ease the pain she'd taken from him.